Opinions that matter. News you can trust. This is Ben Fordham Live on Sydney's 2GB.
G'day there, podcaster or podcasters. Thank you very much for tuning into the podcast. We've got a little sneak peek of a few things we've got coming next week, and I reckon you're going to be interested in this. And I want to play a little bit of it right now so you get to hear it before anyone else. So James Willis from our show is with me in the studio. Hey, James, how are you?
Hello, Ben.
So this is just a podcast conversation.
Yes.
We're not talking to anyone on the radio.
No.
This will never be heard on the radio.
That's right. Same microphone, same studio,
I'm trying to make it different. Let's not say same, but different.
Well, no, but it's the same quality. You're still at your best.
Now, do you love cookers as much as I love cookers?
Because
you're a bit of a conspiracy theorist.
There's a few that stand out that are blaringly obvious. I mean, do you know about the Mary Celeste?
No.
So there was a boat about 400 years ago that had 400 people on board. And someone else came across this boat in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Mm-hmm. And not a single crew member was on board. But all their names were in the log. And this is so far out. And this ship had the log. There was no signs of a struggle.
Mm.
There was no signs that anything had gone wrong or they'd been invaded by pirates or something like that. This boat was just floating.
How late at night do you stay up reading this stuff on the internet?
Oh, it's past midnight. You go into some deep dives sometimes, and that's where these cookers get caught.
Do you watch InfoWars as well with Alex Jones? Now, look, have a listen to this. I'm going to play this next week on the radio, but yep. For the podcasters, you get to listen to this now. Some of these cookers, these conspiracy theorists, the sovereign citizens, they believe that some people we know to be deceased are in fact alive. Now, this is a real conversation. Have a listen to this.
Amy Winehouse. Was it a helicopter accident?
Nope.
Yeah, she's alive. She's one of the ones with Diana, Freddie Mercury. What's the guy, the crocodile hunter dude? Steve Irwin. They're all behind Trump in most of Trump's lives. But Amy Winehouse, she's put on a lot of weight and she's got blonde hair.
She's put on a lot of weight, Amy Winehouse. So she's alive, apparently, Amy Winehouse, who didn't die in a chopper accident, by the way. It was an overdose. Princess Diana's still alive, according to the cookers.
Yeah.
Freddie Mercury from Queen.
Yes.
Crocodile guy, Steve. Steve Irwin, they think, is alive as well.
Long gone.
So we're going to go into more detail on that. But there is a big movement out there when it comes to these people.
I'm not sure it's big, but they stick out because they're just a little bit, they're really, really odd. I mean, I'm not sure they work.
Yeah.
They certainly don't have radio shows, but social media has given them a voice.
Well, if you've got any of those cookers out there, any good suggestions, make sure you let us know. You can email me, ben@2gb.com. And Sophia Grady. Hello, Sophia. How are you?
Hello, Ben.
I've got one that I want to bounce off you, and this is going to be on the show next week. You know those cameras that record us at the traffic light? So if you're touching your mobile phone, it takes a photo of you, right?
Yep.
I've got a friend, Chinsia, who was photographed by one of those cameras because she had her camera on her lap. But when she requested the photo, and this is serious, the photograph was showing between her legs and up her dress, like an upskirting photograph because of the angle it was taken on. And when she went to court, she ended up in a situation where the prosecutor is looking at the photo that shows her underwear. Now, I understand the cameras are there for a reason, to record us breaking the law. But if you're in a court, and she describes it, she's going to describe it on the show next week, I believe. If you were there and you had a bunch of blokes in suits standing there and looking at you and then looking at a photograph where you can see your underwear, would you feel a little bit strange, or would you think, oh, well, that's all part and parcel of law and order?
I wouldn't mind. It wouldn't bother me.
Mm-mm. Okay.
No.
Well, it worried her.
I think on Instagram they're about to do a thing where you can actually show your nipples.
No.
On Instagram. So anything goes these days. Honestly, it wouldn't bother me.
Sorry, what app is that?
No. Thank you very much, Sophia. Thank you, James.
Thank
Stay
you.
Tuned for plenty more to come right here on the Ben Fordham podcast.